Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike DeLock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLock. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Sammy Esposito. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Moore. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Moore. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Runnels for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive towards the mound. DeLock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Lawler for a passed ball. White moves to second. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button takes first base on ball four. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with DeLock covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pearsall moves to third. One out. Frank Malzahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzahn is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzahn strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito takes first base on ball 4. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore bunts between the mound and first base. DeLock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. Esposito moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Esposito moves to third. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Esposito scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox moves to second. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Landis moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. Gurnett moves to second. Two outs. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0 for 1 in the game. DeLock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Esposito takes first base on ball 4. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 0 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pearsall scores. Runnels moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Runnels moves to third. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fox bunts in front of the plate. White fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aparicio moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams who is chasing the ball. Landis reaches third base with a triple. Aparicio scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Landis scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Murray Wall now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-1, White Sox. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Esposito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White takes first base on ball 4. Gurnett moves to second. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Button hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rivera. Button reaches second base with a double. Gurnett scores. White moves to third. It's 8-2, White Sox. Marty Keogh pinch hits for Murray Wall. Jerry Staley now pitching. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Pearsall hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. White tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, White Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone juggles the ball. That's an error on Boone. Button scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, White Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone fields the ball and throws to Staley covering. Safe. Runnels moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 3 in the game. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to third. Williams moves to second. Turk Lowne now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Runnels scores. Williams scores. Malzone moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-6, White Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gurnett hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio bunts in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus pinch hits for Mike Forknealis. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Leo Kiely now pitching. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Lawler is hit by the pitch. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lawler moves to third. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Button fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Lawler scores. One out. It's 9-6, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jensen throws the ball into Button, who tags Rivera trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Smith moves to third. Two outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Esposito is walked intentionally. Turk Lown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lown bunts towards the mound. Kiely fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smith scores. Esposito moves to second. It's 10-6, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Pearsall. Esposito scores. Lown moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. It's 11-6, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kiely fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Runnels strikes out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Red Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Landis strikes out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got three RBIs. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Boone reaches second base with a double. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Jensen moves to second. Early Win now pitching. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Button hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Leo Keeley. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.